All right, Brian, we spoke after the Donegal match, but having looked at the stats and videos and whatever, what's the thoughts on it now?
I'm still much the same, Lisa, to be honest. Very happy with, I suppose, the offensive part of our game. Very happy with what we scored. We could have scored more. But, you know, I suppose more concerned about what we conceded. 19 points was a huge concession of scores and complete realisation that that we'll have to improve.
So what have you been working on in training to try and improve that?
That's a secret. a lot of the scores Donegal got, they just seem to be, you know, scored by their main scorers, which, you know, is something that we didn't want to see happening. But sometimes, you know, there were some very, very simple mistakes by a number of players, not just direct markers or anything like that. And we just need to tighten up a bit. And, you know, I suppose Dublin are going to come with something very different to Donegal. They have a totally different type of team and type of player. And they're certainly going to be very, very formidable.
And was that an element of the game that it got hard to kind of take Anthony from because of the way it finished out?
Like the last 8 or 9 minutes, as I said to you before, like we were just hand-passing the ball over and back to field, and obviously it was boring for everybody, you know. But that's just the nature of the game. And I think the game did peter out because we got goals at the right times. I won't complain if on Sunday we're playing Dublin and we're hand-passing the ball over and back to field with 6 minutes to go. I won't complain at all, but you know, just the nature of it. I think the game died off. I think Donegal more than likely had their eye on Tyrone on the 17th of May. We got calls at the opportune times and they just decided that was it.
So, okay, you'd be happy enough if you got a hold on the game and got the win against Dublin if it petered out, but where does that leave you with performance and what you can learn from it?
I think, look, if the team can go to Croke Park and beat Dublin in the final, I think, you know, we'd be happy enough with that. You know, at this stage of the year, it's completely about performance, it's completely about learning, it's completely about getting better. And it's completely about, you know, I'd borrow Rory Gallagher's line here, it's about preparing for their championship, and it's the same as us, it's preparing for Limerick or Clare on the 13th of June. But at the same time, look, we're in a national final. I think the team will perform. I think the team has shown through the league, Lisa, that they go to the end and they fight and they fight and they fight, and they really you know, give their all to get victory. And I think, you know, I'm expecting the same from against Dublin. But I completely understand that there's a slight disillusionment there at the moment with football, and people are wondering what's going to be served up. And I think, you know, people have that right, and certainly people who go to the games and spend money have the right to be treated to excitement and good football. But at the same time, I suppose the point being is that football's gone through a funny phase, but I'd call it a phase because I believe that, you know, somebody somewhere is going to come along and bring something else to the party, and it will change.
Are you in a lose-lose situation at this time of the year? You can't win, as in, doesn't matter what you do, you're it's thankless, like.
Yeah, well, you see, I suppose the GAA's judging championship.
Yeah.
If you go to any competition in the country in you know, hurling football, camogie, ladies football, it's all based on what you're going to do in championship. I suppose even if we win the game on Sunday against Dublin, people will be saying, it's only the league, let's see how they go in the championship. And if we go in the championship and perform poorly, then everybody would say 2015 was a disaster. And that's fine. You know, that's the realisation is there. But I suppose for us, it's a case of, this is where we are right now. All we can do is go and play the games like we've been doing. All we can do is go and try and win, which we have been doing most of the time. And all we can do is perform to the best of our ability. And, you know, if we come away after winning the National League, I think that will stand us in good stead for the Munster Championship. If we come away without winning the National League, you know, we can very simply turn it on its head and say it's only the league, like everyone has been saying. So what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And, you know, I think, you know, at the same time, Lisa, look, I won't try to fool anybody. We're in the final and we'll be going after the game.
And we'll say, what are you doing differently or trying to do differently at this time of the year in 2015 compared to this time last year?
I suppose, look, the game has even changed in 12 months, and the fact that people set the way they set in terms of how they play tactically, but the team has moved forward. We're 15 months into being together. Last year brought its own heartaches in lots of different ways. This year, so far, the league has been good. But look, we're able to make a very objective judgment on last year because it's finished. This year has only half gone through the season. If we're to be ultimately successful, we might play 15 matches. This is match number 9. So we can only judge this season so far and what we've seen. And, you know, we'll postpone making a full judgment until the season's over, and that's all we can do.
Yeah, but if, you know, when you think back on this time last year, there might have been something going through your head, and you know with the benefit of hindsight you shouldn't have let yourself think like that. You know, that's the experience I'm talking about in your second year as manager.
Yeah, but like anything, like any, it is a job, all right? And it's like any job, the second year around, you think that, you know, you knew what you didn't do right last year. You're going to make sure that this year, when that time comes, that you'll try your best to do it right. But also, you know that your job has changed in the second year. And you also realise that, you know, even though you're making sure that you won't do the things that you didn't do right last year, you're going to make sure you get them right. There's going to be new things come to the job this year that you make sure, oh God, I have to get them right. And that's the nature of elite sport, and that's what we're playing. It moves forward so quickly. It's, you know, everybody has to have eyes and ears open and learn as quickly as you can. Hindsight in sport and like anything else is a great thing. But I think that all you can do, and basically this is the modus operandi that I would try to adhere to, is that just try to make sure that things that didn't go right for you in the past, and make sure that, you know, when those opportunities come around again, that you learn from the last time, and make sure that at least those things can be ticked off, and whatever you learn right now, you park down to learning, and if the opportunity comes ever again, then make sure you get that right.
Yeah, how big has that learning curve been?
I think last year was difficult, definitely. As the manager, you're the lightning rod for the team. If things go wrong, you have to accept responsibility, and, you know, I've no problem accepting, you know, responsibility for things that have gone wrong in 2014. That's part and parcel of the job. This year has been enjoyable in lots of different ways. You know, the trips away have been very enjoyable. Being together so much has been really enjoyable. You know, and I think we've settled into a very good routine in terms of going away so often. And, you know, I'm really enjoying it. I'm really, really enjoying doing what we're doing. And the team are playing, they're playing out of their skins at times, and then other times we could play better. But at the same time, I'd have to say it's something that I like doing, and it's, you know, as you know, like anything, the learning that comes with it is very important.
Let's talk about Dublin, Brian, and look at them as an opposition. You know, obviously, I assume you'll have an awful lot of homework done on them, not just their last performance. So, overall, what would you think of them?
Oh, they're a formidable opposition, Lisa. They've, you know, they won the league last 2 years comfortably. Even this year, the first 3 games of the league, they decided to, you know, to integrate new young players into their team. And, you know, I would imagine that, you know, at that time that, you know, they weren't winning games, and the pressure was coming on to play more and more of these, of Jim Gavin's main players. But he stuck to his guns, and he obviously has a lot of confidence in his team, and making sure he made sure that, you know, that he was still going to qualify, and he's done that with 9 points. You know, has a very good run there the last 3 or 4 games. Obviously, anytime Dublin are in Croke Park, they're very hard to beat, and, you know, they have huge strengths and they have huge athleticism. They're very, very good footballers, and they're, as I say, a very, very formidable opposition. But at the same time, you know, we're not going there just to make up numbers, and we have huge belief in what we can do, and we're really, really looking forward to the game.
When you talk about how a team sets up and things like that, when you go up to Croke Park for a league final now, who's going to dictate, or how is this game dictated in the opening minutes? How do you approach that? Like,
obviously, both teams will be going in with their tactical plans, and you know, I think you know, Jim Gavin and Brian McIver from Derry, they you know, there was a lot of press after their game in the league that one of them said, he did it first, kind of thing. And I think in Gaelic football now, if some team sets up defensively, you obviously, the other team has to stand a chance of winning the game. So I think there's a lot of toing and froing in the first couple of minutes in any game, and there's a lot of looking and wondering, is your plan going to counteract their plan? Is their plan going to counteract yours? And I think, you know, that's the way it is in every game, and I think the game has a settling down period then for a couple of minutes, and people end up, you know, doing what they've set out to do. But certainly, I think most teams now are going to games with a couple of different ideas anyway, Lisa. So it's a case of seeing what's going to work, and then deciding very quickly what we're going to do.
It's a game of chess. What's Cork's checkmate move? What do you feel like is your biggest,
biggest
move to counteract Dublin, or to gain control over Dublin? Where do you have the edge on them?
I don't know. I think, look, we've a very good team. Once we have possession of the ball, we're very, very good. The key thing for us in any game is making sure that we have enough possession. And primary possession obviously comes off your own kick out and their kick out. So that area of the game is very, very important. And I think, you know, we have some very, very good forwards, obviously. Brian and Colm have been going very, very well in the attack minding with any team. But I think, you know, we have our strengths, Dublin have theirs. I'm just hoping that's going to be a very, very good game.
Lee, finally you want to win it at Silverware and Offra, but what are confidence levels like? Are lads hopping in training?
I think so. I think they're, you know, you're coming to a nice part of the year and the weather is good, the pitches are firmed up. You know, the summer is coming, championship is coming. And, you know, regardless of what people say, you're in a final, and athletes by their very nature, when they're getting ready for a final, you know, it brings another bit to the training. And I think certainly since the Donegal game, things have been, you know, training has gone well, and lads are really looking forward to the game.
I thought it was very interesting, Brian. I spoke to someone the other day who has been away and came back and looked at the Cork panel, and they were so surprised to see the strength that's on the bench. Mm. And the point I was making was, you know, it's a completely new team. It's dotted with the experience, but obviously, you know, there's a backbone there now that's fresh.
Yeah, I would say the team that played against Donegal, I think I said while ago to the press briefing, I think I only counted two started the All-Ireland final only three and a half years ago. So, you know, that in itself is a huge turnaround of players. You know, there's a lot of experience still in the group. Some of them are injured. Some of them haven't been starters. But at the same time, their attitude has been top class. You know, they'll want to push themselves into the team. And there'll be plenty of opportunity for that. But you know, we have huge strength on the bench, and you know, right through the league, every time we've introduced subs, they've always made a huge impact. And you know, I think that's a big plus.
Now, it's something you'll be able to answer definitively maybe in 2 or 3 weeks' time, but right now, would you have any fears about fatigue having gone through such a long campaign?
No, I think the players are trained well enough that they could play a match every week, and actually they get going when they play matches week on week. It's when they have the breaks they seem to pick up injuries for some reason. You know, I think there's a long layoff between this now and the championship. Last year we had 9 weeks, and this year we're going to have 5 or 6 weeks. So in that way, that time it has to be utilised properly to train. And certainly, you know, once the league is over, players will go back to their club. They'll play a championship. They'll come back into us, and it's all systems go then from once the championship and open the ante into that part of the season.
Between now and then, best luck against Dublin.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you.
All right, Brian Hurley, tell me first of all your thoughts on the Donegal match.
I suppose, look, it was a very good win. You know, we knew it was going to be tight, especially with the systems against each other or whatnot. I suppose, look, we were lucky to come out on top, but I suppose we have a lot of stuff to work on, especially, I suppose, we conceded 19 points.
That's not exactly your role, though. You know, I mean, when you look at your own game.
Yeah, I suppose, Colm's really split the defence, really, and Clancy just kept going, and, you know, we're looking enough to get in the back of the net. I suppose, you know, from our own performance going forward, I suppose it was good. You know, we got 4 goals and a good few points, but, you know, we have to look at defensively as well. Like, you know what I mean? If I know we're scoring a lot, but we try to keep down the scoring in the backs, and we'd be fairly happy.
Mm. Some people taking credit away from me, thinking or saying Donegal, you know, went out of the game because they've bigger fish to fry in Ulster. What did you make of that?
Yeah, sure. Look, I suppose everyone's entitled to make their own opinion. To be honest, don't really look into the media too much myself. You know, you might hear a few things on the radio or whatnot, but, like, you know, you have to concentrate in your own game, you know what I mean? You can't leave people inside your head either. Look, we're happy enough to win, you know what I mean? Probably Donegal will, you know, we'll come back a lot bigger, obviously, later on in the year or whatnot. It's early days, as people are saying, it's only the league or whatnot. And they're dead right, like, you know what I mean? A lot of people use the league to build up for championship, and like ourselves, like, you know, my own main target for the league was, you know, not get relegated and, you know, get as many games out of it as you can, and look enough for in the final, so, you know what I mean? We're happy enough on that side of things.
Yeah, you've got as many games as you can. So what do you look for out of the Dublin game?
I suppose, like, you know, obviously if the final you like to win it, you know what I mean? There's something for the end of it. Obviously to perform well as a team and get our system right. Defensively, like, keep low scoring down and, you know, get ready for championship because it's only around the corner.
Mm. Alright, overall through the league stages and the Donegal match, the whole lot, how do you assess it overall?
I suppose, like, you know, overall it's been fairly good league, like, you know what I mean. I think our system and stuff, and the right players, you know, a lot of young fellas put their hands up for contention and whatnot. I suppose a lot of contention in the forwards, especially with Goulding coming off the, you know, start against Derry and kicking 4 or 5 points, Kerrigan. So like there's a lot of competition, especially with, you know, Paddy and Dunica coming back from injury as well. You know, they don't need an introduction, you know what I mean, you know what they've done in the past. So like it's just all to play for really, and training's gonna be really intense the next few weeks, and you know the Dublin game will probably tell a lot for the championship team. So you know, everyone's all ready for it.
Strength and depth is a healthy way to be these days, as the way football has gone.
Yeah, definitely, like, you know, especially the panel, like a strong panel you could see against Mayo, John Hayes and all the boys coming on, you know, settling down the game, which is you need a mature kind of players coming in, and you know, like, you know, especially calming influence on the younger fellas. I suppose Tyrone was another example, like, you know what I mean, finishing out the games in the tight last few minutes and coming out with a win is a good sign. You know, previously we lacked a bit of that, you know, composure at the end, and it's good to see that working. So you know what I mean, I said that my target to start the league was to avoid relegation and get the most we can out of the league to work on our system and say work on our tactics, and it's worked fairly well, I think, so far. So it must have us in the final, but yeah, happy enough, as I said.
Yeah, with players like that on the bench, you've mentioned a few, but the experience of them, there must be serious bite to training, because those lads, I assume, don't like sitting on the bench.
No, obviously not. Like, you know, they have All Ireland medals, and you know, even All Stars, some of them have on the bench. So obviously, like, you know, there's a lot of competition and training. You just have to come on your toes, and you know, obviously try and avoid injury as much as possible. If you're injured and not playing, you can't perform in the field, obviously. So you know what I mean, there's obviously a lot of hours put in off the pitch, you know, stretching and getting yourself right, recovery and whatnot. And you know, everyone's just buying into what's asked for them, and you know, training's fairly intense, and you know what I mean, like there's only 15 players can play, and there's probably, you know, 25 or 6 pushing for 15 spots. So training's fairly exciting.
Alright, Dublin as an opposition, 15 on 15, what do you expect from them in Croke Park in the final?
I suppose Dublin, like, you know, they always play their own kind of game, you know, all out kind of, you know, all out attack, really, I suppose, in one way. You know, I suppose they're the league champions and whatnot. They've shown, you know, previously, and you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, and did that, they're probably one of the best teams in Ireland. They are league champions, so they're obviously going to come with a good intensity, and try to retain, going for 3 in a row, I think. So they're obviously going to go for a massive win, and hopefully we'll be thereabouts to stop them.
They haven't conceded too many goals, and ye have, so that's a new challenge for you.
Yeah, exactly, as I said, like the Donegal game, I think we conceded a lot, so it's something we'll have to work on definitely in training over the next week or so. So like hopefully, like, you know, we can keep the goals out and get a few on the other end.
Yeah, getting the few though, like, as a man on the inside line, are you full time thinking about going for goal, or are you, you know, very quickly assessing the situation?
No, I suppose I play off instinct, really. Like, you know, if it's on, it's on. If it's not, you know, you pop it over the bar or give it to someone that is in a better position yourself. You know, kind of, you know, they say goals win games and whatnot, but certainly I wouldn't be going for goal every time. If it's on, it's on. As I said, I usually play off instinct, so you know, if I think I have a chance of scoring, I might go for it. If not, I'll put the ball over the bar.
Yeah, that's the duel with yourself and Cullum, like, as you say, finding a man in a better position. He's just one player you're working very well off, and I think a lot of people are delighted to see him going so well considering his injuries past.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, you know, I was there and he was doing his rehab, probably, you know, we were in the gym and he was working his own. I just knew the way he was working that he'd always come back this strong. And you know, I think really, you know, a lot of people go on about Cullum and whatever it was, and he's, I think that's all in the past now. Like, you know, you can really see the real Cullum O'Neill come out now. Do you know what I mean, he's scoring, you know, phenomenal scores every game, and you know, he's just a class act. And you know, I'm just so lucky to be, you know, he's probably one of my stars growing up and whatnot. You know, he's a few years older than me and winning All Ireland under 21, so I suppose I'm just very, very fortunate and lucky enough to be playing beside him.
Brian, while you're still in the league competition and going right up into the final, is the pressure building on you for 2015?
I suppose no, really, like, being realistic about it, like, there was a lot of pressure on us last year. You know, people talk us up over the league. We know this year, like, we have our heads right. You know, we learned a lot from last year. We're probably in around the same position as we were last year. So, you know, our main focus is now performing in championship. Thought we let ourselves down a small bit last year in championship, and hopefully we can perform and go through the roof when it comes to championship this year.
Do you think you need to earn the respect of your opponents a little bit more, though? Do you think, like you're saying, that there isn't pressure on you? Is that because maybe people don't have enough respect for you now?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't really, to be honest, I wouldn't really care what anyone else really thinks about us. You know, I can't trade in a row. own game, our own team, our own work rate, our own scores. Like, you know, I wouldn't really look outside the box or outside the picture or look at another team and how good they are or whatnot. I know what we can bring to the table, like, you know, especially with our panel and the players we have. So that's mainly my concentration. And, you know, whatever anyone else says outside the team, you know, it's non-existent to me, because, you know, I believe we're good enough to be thereabouts, like probably like every other team in the country. You know what I mean? They're obviously not training, you know, however many nights a week to go play at their county. You know, they obviously want to believe they can win and go on and win Munster and All Ireland or whatever it may be.
And Brian, if I ask you to come to the sidelines for a minute and, you know, not be Brian Hurley for a minute, who has impressed you in the league campaign outside of Cork?
I suppose, you know, there's probably been a good few. I suppose the league was very tight, to be honest with you. You know, obviously what you see of the league, I suppose Paddy McBrady and a few others have been going very well. I suppose O'Gara was going very well. Owen O'Gara till he did his knee, unfortunately, like, you know. But no, there's a lot of fellas putting up their hands, you know what I mean? And you know, I suppose it's early on, so, you know what I mean, hopefully, like, you know, everyone will be playing well in championship, and, you know, we can really get another few stars out of the GAA this year.
Brian, it's a cauldron you go up to Croke Park for a league final. You know, the Dub support is phenomenal. Even when they came down to Porkery Rain, it was huge. But how important is the Cork support going up to Croke Park?
I suppose, yeah, look, I was kind of asked this question already and whatnot. Like, people are on about the Cork footballer support. Like, look, we know it's not massive, but look, to be honest with you, it never really bothers me how many's at a game or whatnot. To be honest, if my family and friends are up there, I'd be happy, like, you know what I mean. But obviously, if there's a big crowd up there, I'd be more than happy if a big crowd up in Croker. And you know, the more crowd, the more merry and the better atmosphere there will be. But no, I suppose there was a massive crowd at the Mayo games, you know, the double header was on and whatnot, and, you know, I suppose it did help us out at the end of the game, you know what I mean. We got a lucky enough goal and stuff like that, but I suppose the crowd had a good enough say on that, and it's very good to see them out and supporting us. But I said hopefully they'll be up in Croker, you know what I mean. The more atmosphere, the better the game will be, and, you know, I'm sure it'll go down to the wire up there, so we'd like to hear a few Cork fillers up there.
Brian, you're working very hard in training, obviously, and you've shown great heart and character throughout this league campaign. Geraldine goes on the record then talking about how, you know, maybe geography is not helping Cork support, because it takes more for the Cork football supporters to travel, but you genuinely don't let it bother you that, you know, support wouldn't be as big as you'd hope?
No, like I suppose I can only really speak on my own self, like, you know what I mean. From a West Cork point of view, like, you know, I know how much support is there, and, like, you know what I mean, maybe fellas can't get up or whatnot, but, like, do you know what I mean? I know they're there with us, and, you know what I mean, I get text messages for the games and stuff like that. And even from other clubs in West Cork, or even, you know, North Cork, or wherever it was, if I was doing a bit of coaching in the club, you know, I'd often get a text. So I know the support is there. Like, do you know what I mean? Is when I'm playing a game, and you're probably in Croker, I wouldn't even know who's around me, to be honest with you. You know, you'd be so tuned in and focused. So, do you know what I mean? Just like, you know, the more, as I said, if there's more fans there, the merrier the game would be, and the more atmosphere would. But, like, to be honest with me, I'm not too bothered about it. It wouldn't affect my game or anything.
Lovely. Best luck against Dublin. No,
thanks very much. Thank you.
Well, I expect a very good Dublin team will want to win. You know, they're going for 3 in a row. They'll want to win. They'll be very good. They'll be very good attacking. They'll be very good defending. You know, they've only conceded 2 goals this year, so they've definitely tightened up their defence since last year. Obviously, a lot's been said about us, you know, the 17-point turnaround last year. So I suppose they're probably hoping for that again, and we're probably hoping for something different. You know, we're probably hoping to win the game. Obviously, up in Dublin, it's going to be tough. They're going to have the crowd with them, but we'll see what we can do.
All right, a couple of things there. First of all, the match last year against them and the turnaround that you mentioned. What does that mean this week?
I suppose you just take what we did wrong in the game. We look at what we did wrong and learn from it. You know, that we've forgotten about that game that was last year, and now we're focusing on this year. So it's all about the performance Sunday week.
And you've mentioned they've only conceded 2 goals, and it's been a factor of your game that's been impressive, the way you've well taken goals throughout the league. So do they pose the biggest challenge for you defensively?
Yeah, they probably do. Look, they're very attacking. Obviously, every team in Division 1 is very good now. But Dublin, you know, they won the last 2 years. They're probably at the top at the moment. Definitely in the league anyway. And as you said, you know, they're after getting much better defensively. Only 2 goals. Whereas I think we've scored 14 or something. So, you know, we'll be hoping for a few more, but they'll be hoping to keep us out.
And you say that, you know, you believe they'll really want this win. How much do you think your Cork squad want this win?
Well, we're in a final now. Every final you want to win. I'm 100% sure that all the lads want to win it. It'd be nice to win it. Definitely set you up for a good championship. But as you said, Dublin want to win it as well, so whoever wants it more will get it.
Is it a win-win situation at this time of the year, or a lose-lose situation? Like, you'll find pros and cons in every result, in every kind of way that the game might play out. Play badly, there's lots to improve on. Play really well, confidence is high. What way would you think about the match?
Yeah, I suppose, look, if we do lose, which I hope we don't, we'll have to take, as you said, the pros and cons from it. It's not championship yet, it is only the league, so it's important to have a good performance, learn from it, learn from the other games, and then move on and come championship, then be better and be as best as you could, best as you can.
And what's been the most pleasing aspect of your development through this league campaign now? 7 rounds and a semi-final, so what have you, 8 games played now?
Yeah, I suppose people didn't expect much to start the year from us, and I suppose four tough away games, like, it was very good to win 2 of them. Obviously, you're qualified by the time you played the last game. Team bonding, you know, obviously, you're with each other for 2 days. You'd be sick, you're kind of half sick of each other. But, no, it's very good for team bonding. You know, the bus up, a good crack. The bus down would be a good crack. The hotel the night before, anything like that. It's a good crack. So, like, everyone gets to know each other. Good team bonding there. So
yeah, give us an insight into what it is like, you know, outside of the training field when you do go on those long trips and you've got a lot of time to kill. Do you get to have a bit of crack?
Yeah, I do. Like, you know, not everyone's so serious. Like, obviously on the pitch, everyone takes it very serious, but off the pitch, you know, people like to wind down, people like to have a joke, have a bit of crack. It's not all about winning and all that. Off the pitch, you know, just having a bit of fun.
Who are the messers?
There's a few messers now, alright. I suppose Kerrigan will probably be up there, Ken will be up there as well, but we got Ken good enough there a few weeks back, so he's quiet now at the moment.
I'm bringing it back to a little bit more serious in terms of preparing for Dublin. Brian talked about, you know, his team selection and, you know, the different things he's tried throughout this league campaign, but position wise, where are you happiest at in the Cork team?
Starting, I suppose, is simple. You know, I just want to start. Last year maybe I was looked more in the full back line, and I probably would be more comfortable in the wing back line where I was playing with the college and where I've played most of the year this year. But, you know, I played second half against Donegal, midfield. So, anywhere, to be honest, like, preferably half back, but if he asks me to do a job anywhere, I'll do it.
And is the kind of strict guidelines for a position kind of gone out of the game now, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose, like, you look at Cadigan, the fellow who was cornerback, fullback last year, and now he's midfield this year and he's doing excellently. So people have to adapt. Like, you can't just be corner forward, you can't be a cornerback, you have to be able to play in a number of positions. You might have to change during a game, you might have to change just for a game, so it's important they can play everywhere.
Is there a lot of switching around during training and stuff, like, for management? Like, obviously they're trying out things, but keeping ye on your toes as well to kind of keep ye working hard?
Yeah, there would be. I suppose you practice all, like, as a back, I practice all the skills a forward would do. I'd be shooting, you might play backs and forwards or whatever like that, and you might be a forward all of a sudden. You just have to be able to learn, because you saw Tom Clancy last day, he was cornerback, but he got up for a goal. If he hadn't practiced that in training, maybe he wouldn't have got him for a goal, maybe kicked the wide or anything like that. So it's important that in training you might have players back or forward, or just do as you're told.
Your players at the top of your game, obviously, but I know I've done it. People that will be listening to this interview have done it. They've played out of positions at times, and it's quite hard to get a grasp. But so at your level, how difficult is it?
It's hard, but you're playing with 14 great players on the pitch, so like I went in midfield last day. I haven't probably played in midfield in a while, but I was playing alongside Fintan, who was playing brilliantly. The wing back line are playing brilliantly, the wing forward line are playing brilliantly, so the people around you kind of help you, bring you through the game. You might at first you might not have the confidence of maybe saying I'm playing out of position, but I wouldn't let it get you. Just play your own game, and if you're good enough, you'll definitely play alright.
Connor, as a defender in the modern game of football, what do you make of all this debate about the state of football?
Well, currently I like the state of football, to be honest, because the wing backs are getting a lot more attacking, and that's probably what my game would be about. But I know a lot of people are saying teams are going defensive, and, you know, it's not good to watch, but, like, teams want to win, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, if teams are winning by defending and not conceding as much, and maybe they might score as much, I'm sure the manager would be happy to take a win. If, you know, if we win a game 2-1, I have no problem with it because we're winning. So obviously it mightn't be the best to watch, but it's all about results.
How much do you look forward to the period after this game and preparing for championship, where you kind of go away from all this media interviews and week to week games?
Yeah, looking forward to the championship. Obviously we can improve a lot. We'd probably take what we did in the league, you know, see where we went right or see where we went wrong, and improve for championship. So people might be saying we're playing well enough now, but come championship we're hoping to be a lot better, a lot fitter, a lot stronger, a lot of better all over the pitch.
Best luck.
Thanks very much.
What do you expect from Dublin? I think you know what you're going to get. You know, they're league champions, recent All-Ireland winners. They have a lot of their big guns back, so it's a good benchmark. It's a good game to play. It's perfect preparation for the championship, really.
And do you think it's more about performing in a match like this, or do you know, like, is it more valuable to have a very good performance and lose by a point, or play badly and win by 1 point?
I suppose if there's a bit of silverware there, it'd be nice to win it. But I think coming this close to the championship, we just need to put in a good performance.
On the flip side, though, if you win ugly or lose ugly, there's a lot to be learned. It's that it's the benefit of only being the league.
True. I suppose if you look at some of our league performances, we've won a few matches by a point, which is a good habit that we've been getting into. So if we do that the next day, we'll be happy again.
Is that the most important thing for such a young group, that you get into a winning habit?
Yeah, look, I suppose the group has matured from last year. I think we trained, you know, a lot of, you know, in come January, and we set new goals, and I think the group came together nicely throughout the league. I think the trips up north helped us a lot. When you go up north, you know, you're 2 days together as a group. You know, you're playing the matches, but you're also spending a lot of time together. So I think the different age groups have gelled well.
And what do you think is the one area that you have really worked on, like, that might have been a goal early in the league and you kind of crossed it off the list early on?
I suppose bringing a high level of fitness to the games and finishing well, which we have done, as you can see by, I think we came from behind in a good few games, just always staying in there, you know, when it's going bad. We did the training, so the training stood to us then coming to the end of the matches, and I think that helped us get a few points.
The physical side of things is one thing, but the mental resolve you're showing as well, where's that come out of? Not that it's something new, but it's been very consistent.
I suppose it comes from the level and the amount and the intensity of the training we've been doing. There's no point in punishing yourself January and February in the training, you know, in the wet, and then come the league, putting in poor performances. There's no point, really, you know.
So that's it. It's kind of what we're seeing in matches publicly is what's going on behind closed doors in terms of the level of intensity of training.
I think so, yeah. I think that'd be a fair enough statement, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are you at this year, do you think, compared to last year? Under Brian Cuthbert and the new management team?
I think after the league and championship performances, they were looked at early this year, which has been kind of December and January. They would have been talked about then. We'd have learned our lessons. Those lessons would have, you know, they would have tried to bring that to training. They would have been parked there, and then this league has been a new league, and whatever we took from the training has been brought into the league, and it's brought us this far.
How much of your training is kind of dividing up maybe into groups and talking about your game and looking at stats? You know, how much of it is off the training pitch, if you like, on the mental side of things?
There's a degree of that, I think. You know, you're doing that as a group every now and again, and then I suppose personally, you know, you have to take a certain amount of responsibility and see what, you know, relative to your position, and your, you know, you have to be talking to the people in your area, you know, even the people you're up against, to bring the team forward. So as, you know, the half backs and the backs, we'd always be talking about what has gone on previous matches and how we can learn, and so yeah, there is a certain amount of that.
There can be a lot of inconsistency at this time of the year, obviously, but when you look outside of yourselves, who's impressed you in the league?
I suppose you have to say the Dubs, the way they started badly. Well, not badly, but I don't think they started like a house on fire, but they burned away nicely, and I think they're coming to a boil nicely at the right time.
Yeah, expect an all-out assault from them?
Expect nothing else, yeah.
It's a very hostile environment to go up into, you know, in Crow Park. Does that bother you, or do you just revel in it?
Oh yeah, you absolutely thrive in it. The chance to walk out in Crow Park, you know, anyone would, you know, dream of it, the chance to play there. It's a huge opportunity personally, and, you know, for the team as well. You know, just talking to any of your friends, they don't know what it's like. You're just very special to have that chance.
Tell us what it's like for those of us who will never get to experience it.
I suppose it's, you know, a small bit eerie. You just have the pitch, you know, everything huge around it, but then comes down to it, it's just pitch, 15 of you on it, and then once the ball is thrown in, all the surroundings are gone, and then you just play the game, really, I suppose.
And how different is it being inside the white lines than watching for years from the stands maybe or at home on the telly?
I suppose there's a bit of a difference in that you can spend a lot of the time in the thick of the battle, like, and it's just, I suppose, it's more enjoyable, you know, you're playing, that's all we want to do really, that's all.